The FCC is voting tomorrow on a proposal to start rolling back President Obama's rules on net neutrality. Those rules prevent internet service providers from creating so-called fast lanes, favoring certain content. HBO's John Oliver recently defended net neutrality on his show Last Week Tonight.
It also helps ensure a level playing field so that big companies cannot undermine small companies before they can take off. And without it, Ancestry.com could easily crush my new site, Just Tell Me If I'm Related to a Nazi.com.
Well, today we're going to hear another point of view. Harold Furchtgott Roth is the director at the Center for the Economics of the Internet at the Hudson Institute and a former Republican commissioner of the FCC. Welcome.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
And you've written in the past that net neutrality violates the First Amendment and free speech. Explain what you mean.
The speakers, whether they're on broadcast television or your local street corner or on the internet, should have opportunities to express themselves and not have the government say what they can or cannot say. And folks on the internet are very much like this, and they too have First Amendment protections. The network neutrality rules that are currently in place limit the ability of these speakers to exercise control of blocking potentially offensive material or providing preferable treatment to speakers that they might like.
Don't net neutrality rules, though, keep companies from providing preferential treatment to speakers that they might like?
Yes, they prohibit a company from preferring speech that they like and prohibit them from blocking speech that they may not like.
And you believe that's unfair?
It's not a question of unfair. I think it's unconstitutional. And I also happen to think it's quite unfair as well. If I'm a broadband provider and for whatever reason I decide I don't like ISIS, and I want to block ISIS websites, and I'm prohibited from doing that by FCC rules.
Now, one of the arguments in favor of net neutrality is that it helps startups. Hundreds of tech companies and startups sent a letter to FCC Chair Ajit Pai saying weakening net neutrality rules would allow internet service providers to impede traffic from our services to favor their own services. Do you worry about that?
If you follow the money, if you look at where most of the money coming for the opposition or actually the support for network neutralities, it's not from small companies of the type you're just describing. It's from four of the five largest corporations in the world. The internet has been around for approximately 25 to 27 years in a commercial format. Literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of companies in the United States got started in an environment where there were no network neutrality rules. These rules have only been in place for approximately 18 months.
But wouldn't you be giving even more power to these big companies that you're talking about, including Comcast and Verizon, by getting rid of net neutrality rules?
The companies you mentioned are much smaller than the companies that are supporting network neutrality rules.
You're talking about which companies?
I'm talking about Google, Facebook, Amazon, large corporations that are much larger than the companies you just mentioned.
Well, Verizon and Comcast are pretty big companies, though, don't you think?
Not as big as the four largest corporations in America, no.
How do you think that ordinary consumers would be affected if net neutrality rules were to go away?
Not at all.
Not at all?
I don't think they would notice it at all. I'll ask you. I'll ask your audience. Have you noticed any change in the internet in the past 18 months? I think most Americans would say no. Having network neutrality rules has not had a dramatic effect on the ordinary consumer. What it has had an effect on is investment by corporations seeking to be broadband internet providers. As an example, I know of an Israeli company that has a wonderful type of software to block out various types of pornography, various types of content that parents might not want their children to be exposed to. That type of software would be illegal for a broadband internet service provider to have on their system under the network neutrality rules because it would block certain content.
So why do you think that somebody like John Oliver, the late night host, has had such success galvanizing people to write in and try to stop any change in net neutrality rules?
Look, I am not an expert on late night television or on comedy on television. It's obviously been very successful, but I think it really undermines the seriousness, if you will, of the comments that the commission receives when they are so heavily swayed by a late night entertainment host who can simply say, you know, why don't you send in something to this website and we'll do something with it.
That's former FCC Commissioner Harold Furchtgott-Roth, who is the director at the Center for the Economics of the Internet at the Hudson Institute. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.